Well, welcome back. Welcome back. We are having quite a time here today. Quite a time. Very complex questions and all kinds of things on that game show. Well, it's nice to have the Honey Dew Drops back here, although you really never left the stage. But before we talk to the Honey Dew Drops, if you don't mind, we have a special moment that we have planned with our sound engineer.
That's right, Maestro. We have some unique words of wisdom from our indubitable sound engineer, Mr. Nate Butler.
There's nothing so profound or great as a moment with Nate.
Nate, what have you been working on lately?
Well, George, I was recalling our discussion from last night about the difference in the frequency response curves of SM58s and SM57s. And
That's fascinating. I'm sure everybody at home is interested.
It's very relevant to the audience. And so because of that, I've printed out frequency response plots for everybody so that they can all see the obvious differences between the two.
You know, Nate, this is radio. No, I'm not going to talk to you too much, Katie and Laura. I just want you to introduce a song and sing it for us because I miss it. I miss hearing you.
Oh. Well, this is a song called Rainy Windows, and we've talked about it, and, well, we just thought we might as well play it. I got started writing this song last year as we had a super rainy year in Baltimore. It seems to be that kind of a town where you get a day of sun and you are destined for at least one day of rain after that day of sun. And that particular morning, the rain was coming in sideways. It got stuck in the screen of the window I was sitting. Actually, you know how it can do that sometimes. And then all of a sudden, you can't see anything at all. And it makes you feel a little weird if you're somebody like me. So,
and you had a book of Sartre while you
were... Well, of course. Man, that's just what I do in the morning, you know? So anyway, rainy windows, y'all.
Rainy windows, you're living back behind. You can't get outside of the rain. Rainy windows, you're staring through the glass, and the world looking back don't know your name. Rainy windows, painting everything. The color of the rain is soaking through. I'm getting worried about you. Rainy windows, they're drawing on your blinds. A friend walking by won't see you. Rainy windows, hiding what you're missing. Haven't seen you fishing in a week or two. Rainy windows, working overtime, blurring all the lines a shade of blue. I'm getting worried about you. Rainy windows ain't no mystery. anyone can say except for you. I'm getting worried about you.
An interesting song that really falls into the folk music genre, that talks about a meaningful subject. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, this one is called For One More, and I got started writing it a year ago or so, and it was one of those songs, again, that just sort of started falling out, and I didn't quite know where it was coming from, but the first couple lines are like, there's always room at the table, there's always a chair, sitting ready and able. And I just kind of kept going from there.
Sort of like the Statue of Liberty, you know?
That's sort of what my songwriting is like. I always think about
welcoming
how is
people.
The... Yeah. Oh, that's not the direction you were going. Never mind.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, it has that welcoming kind of thing. Like there's always room for, you know, somebody else at the table. And I think initially what I was thinking of is my family. Like I feel like I come from people who would, you know, make a space for somebody should they show up at the house. You know, there would be something to eat. It was that kind of thing. It was very inclusive and welcoming. And I think that's something that we need to be talking about and showing more and more these days as the rhetoric and the message and nastiness keeps popping up, it seems like.
My mother used to feed the hobos when they came through, and they lived right over on Walnut Street, a half block from here, and the hobos had come through, and I remember sitting with the hobos. I learned so much from them, you know?
I'm sure.
I'm still sort of a hobo.
Yeah. Well, we kind of are, too.
Yeah.
All around.
Yeah.
But you got to take care of people, you know? Like, I think that's what it's about.
That's a great message. Well, would you share that song with us?
Sure. There's always room at the table. There's always a chair sitting ready and able. There's always a plate. There's always a cup. There's always something good to fill them up for. There's always a bed already made. There's always a room somewhere safe. There's always a smile and a warm embrace. There's an understanding. There's always a place for one. I don't care what some may say. Poison words some may say. About one more. About one more. About one more.
door will always open for one more.
It has been an absolute pleasure having you with us today.
For us too, George. Thank you so much.
It's just been an honor to have you here. It's just it really graced my soul with a lot of meaning and sustenance. So thank you so much. Let's give them a nice hand, the Honey Dewdrops. Thank you.
We'd like to thank Ron and Mary Ann for their participation in the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour game show, Shoot the Moon. Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert and Tom Kapuscinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
I'd like to thank our announcer, Jim Yoakum, our music producer, John Baylor, co-producer and sound engineer, Nate Butler, executive and managing video producer, Jim Yoakum, Radio Hour scriptologist, Elena Peacock, photographer and graphic designer, Matthew Bergmoser, stage manager, Howard Gibbs, applause master, Michelle Schricker, set designer, Marsha Heinsberger, and dancing the hospitality chutzpah, Jean Pazderka, Jennifer Reed, Laura Raskowski, and our geek squadron leader, J.R.R. Berger. John, have we put gas in our totally
tuned...
Let's go!
River goes round, round the bend.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.